Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Los Angeles. Oh my gosh, what a weather today we had. Amazing. Beautiful. I think summer is coming back and it's a little dark. We have windows in the studio, so I cannot wait to see the sun coming up instead of coming down. I didn't see coming down today. Today also... The show will be very, very unusual as we have somebody who's supposed to sleep on another continent in Europe, but no, he will be calling us and is with us right now. And in studio, we also have a wonderful guest with his great segment. I call Hashem Wise Man. Hi, Hashem.
Hello.
1 second, what is your full name, Hashem?
Hashem Ahmed. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. And you have a second segment. We'll be talking a little bit about life, about loneliness, about courage, about what else?
Anything from forgiveness to alone, being alone and versus lonely.
Yep.
But more importantly, I think I want to shed some light on courage.
Of course.
And emphasize how to be more courageous. But what is courage?
What is courage? I think when it comes to artistry and being an artist and singers or actor or dancer or just artist, that's also courage, you know, to fight with the ups and downs. So I think we'll be having some point of view from European singer, songwriter, model, very, very, very talented and beautiful gentleman. His name is Michał Korzeniowski, a.k.a. Ian Ruth. Hello, are you there?
Hey, hey, I'm here. I'm listening to you guys and I'm, you know, so honored to be there with you and to spoke to you via phone. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, I am so excited to introduce you to America and the rest of the world. Whoever is listening to Accent On knows that we have a guest from all around the world. And of course, I can say I'm a little bit favoring Polish artists or Polish anybody who comes from Poland and wants to share their lives and achievements. So I am the first one say, come on over, come to my studio, let's talk. But you are right now in Poland, although you are traveling around the world a lot, because I understand that your career is, even when you are very young, you are in your 20s, but you have like longevity when it comes to your career. Could you tell us who is Ian Ruth and why you called yourself this way instead of Michał Korzeniowski, which is very hard for everybody to probably say it. Okay, Michał or Ian Ruth, please, who is Ian?
Well, so it's gonna be a long talk, I see. Okay, so while you're asking right now, I'm just explaining the first thing, which is Ian Ruth, and this is some kind of my alter ego, and I chose that name because one of the often given names in the Viking tribes was exactly Ian, and I have heard that they lived in what is now Sweden, Norway, Denmark, or Great Britain, or something like that, and they believed in the meaning of this name, like the God is gracious. So I thought that I look like a Swede, and I want God to be gracious for me in my life and career, so that's why I chose the Ian. And that's the first part of my artistic name. And the surname is taken from my real one, Korzeniowski, which is so hard to pronounce.
Yes.
In English. Or you are making circles with your tongue. So root in Polish means korzeń. So that's the first part of my real surname. So it's the same, but I only added a magic H in the end.
I love it. I really, really think this is a good idea. And sounds really artsy and ready to be a star. Ian Ruth. So
Thank you so much.
Ian, I was watching over your career on Facebook, and I was very excited to see then two of my really nice friends from Poland, Paweł Hołda and Wojtek Kochanek. They are writing with you and co-writing and just producing your music. And so I got very excited to see who is this Ian? Will I like him? And I do. I really do. You have amazing voice. You have great English when you sing.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yes. And of course, music is very, very well produced. And I know you sent me another song, but I think I will leave another song for another interview, number two. But today I would like to focus a little bit on a song. Title of the song is Flying. Could you tell us a little bit more about this song?
Yep, it's the newest one, the Flying. I've been working on the Flying with the Grammy-winning producer, as you noticed before,
Wojtek Kochanek,
yes. Who is your friend.
Yes.
And I have heard that he's been a guest on your show, yes. Not so far ago, by the way.
And he also produced one of my beautiful songs. I was just so honored too, so I know.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. And of course, two other producers were participating, yes, in this production. And it was Paweł Hołda, of course, from Poland. And the other one was Alexei Makin from Ukraine. So we did this song as our proposition to national selections for 64th Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv. But unfortunately, we weren't chosen.
No, it's 99% people, artists were not chosen, or 90% of artists, but they were,
yeah,
I'm
know,
sure they were
we
great.
We really wanted to show this song to the world because it was written for Europe, for the world, and for, you know, the each other equality, for people to listen to the lyrics and to understand why we are fighting for something in our lives, to not give up, to believe. Because only if we fly, we can touch the sky. That's my motto in life. So that's why I wrote the song with
them. You also co-wrote lyrics with Wojtek. So I know that you have some type of message, a strong message behind the song. Is every song that you are singing has some hidden message, or you just sing pop? Because I know you were also in boy band. This is something in America that people love, I hope all around the world too. But that's probably a few years ago. I am not sure if you are still there. So could you tell us a little bit, what is your solo career vice group band career?
When it comes to this story, it's kind of tough for me because I auditioned to take a part in an online talent show in 2015, which was broadcasted via YouTube worldwide. So I succeed and make it to the finals to create the band called West Avenue with three other guys from the different parts of the world. So during this short period of time, we've been working with so many great professionals such as Jaquel, Chris Grant, Jason Woods, and many, many others who've worked before with Beyoncé, Gaga, or the other artists, which I'm watching, you know, every day on the television. So it was like the dream come true for me. And there was a company who developed this and signed until I realized that the owner of the company, which organized the competition, wasn't interested in working with us anymore. So I gave up on it. I've just, you know, broke the contract and I started to do my solo career in Poland. And that's how I met Wojtek as well. So I just called him because I've heard from so many people here in Poland that there is a producer who won a Grammy and he is, you know, traveling between those two continents. Yeah. Like he's in US and he's in Europe as well in Poland. So I just risked it all, you know, and I just said to myself, okay,
Let it be.
I'm calling.
Very, very
that's
smart.
That's how I started to work with Wojtek.
And that's the courage that we'll be talking a little bit with Hasham. He, like I said, he's a very, very wise man and gives us his point of view on many, many things. And I love to talk to him. I think, I'm sure you, Hasham, what do you think when it comes to artists? Do you think the choice between trying to sing in a group and or take the chance on yourself and focus on a solo career is the something that you can call courage?
Absolutely. Courage is basically, in this regard, in this context, is just being yourself. So the choice you make to be yourself and be comfortable with it, that's what courage is. Whether you succeed or not, you don't have that fear. You're just being yourself.
Wow. You know, that's why I love to have Hashem here with us, because you cannot shock him with any question. He will always take this to the basis. And it's true. Being a solo artist is like to represent completely who you are and being, you know, so honest. Yes, this is all about honesty also.
Yeah, and working with others, collaborating with others in a team environment, in a group, that requires another level of courage, because it's not easy to work with people.
Yes,
different personalities, personas, point of views and creative differences. To overcome all that, that requires another level of courage.
And still,
I couldn't agree with you more, guys.
Oh wow! You know, and Hashem is originally from Pakistan, but he's for so many years here in America. And I'm telling you, Ian, he can teach us one or two. He just thinks a lot about life, and I just love his point of view. Okay, we are talking about you being a really great singer. I think I would love to play your song, and then we'll maybe talk 1 or 2 minutes longer. And I cannot already wait for another interview with you. But for right now, Flying, this is the song that you submitted to be a part of Eurovision contest. And yeah, wasn't chosen, doesn't matter. America, Accent On, and LA Talk Radio chose to do premiere today for you, for whole world to hear. So, Ian Ruth, Flying. Let's listen to you. Okay.
I'm flying now. Hey, I'm flying now. Even though we pushed our faith away, we'll make it through to find another way. We got each chance from life, step up the game, so let's keep fighting. There'll be always a new day. How many times is that to give up? Don't cross the lane. How much of this was just to satisfy themselves? But now we're flying now. Only together we will reach up to the sky. We're flying now.
Time.
I don't know what to say, but I love it. I really, really love your voice. What do you think?
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
We really, really love your voice. We love the first part of the song. It's just so beautiful. Then we have very good hook, and I think whole world will love to sing this one. I'm so proud to know you and to really premiere this song for all of us to hear. Yes.
Thank you so much. I couldn't dream bigger, you know, than this one right now to play my song for the very first time in US. So I'm speechless.
You know, and I will be leaving this song on my playlist, and from time to time we will be playing, because I really, really think the message is beautiful. Your voice is beautiful. You could just fly today to Los Angeles and sing in any studio here, and people will say, wow, beautiful voice. And
oh
again,
my gosh, thank you for these words.
And again,
thank you.
You're really good looking, man. So this helps. Ian,
I'm trying to do my best.
I saw your pictures. They are very, very attractive. So is this something that you want to develop your modeling career too?
Well, I was offered like 2 years ago. I was offered by some big fashion houses to do a photo shoots, like the trial ones.
Yeah.
But I gave up on this idea because I wanted to focus then on my music. And if I will be, you know, traveling as a model, it takes a lot of time, you know, to travel, being signed on the contracts, like 4 months in the other country, 4 months in a different one, and then going back to my country. And I could be so, you know, distracted by this work as for now. So I decided right now to give up on it and do my music first and then combine it in one. So we'll see, maybe in the close future when I'll have some kind of opportunities, I will choose to work as a model and a singer as well, you know. Yeah. Because it goes together.
Yeah, it for sure. Please, people, go to Facebook, just see all links. I really posted everything that I got from Ian Ruth, because I really, really like you. And I hope maybe one day you will be here live or in Los Angeles, so we can also see you in a studio and have you on our Facebook Live. Right now, Facebook Live knows that we are talking to you. So anyway, but if somebody wants to get in touch.
I wish I could.
No, you will, because like, you know, you need to have a courage to dream, and courage, we'll talk about that. So I know you will make this for yourself, and one day you will be here. But if not, America will fly to you, you know.
I promise I will make it happen. I promise I will make it happen, because I've been there once, so I'm going to come one more time.
Okay.
When it's going to be the opportunity, I'm going to come one more time.
And forever. Who knows? But, you know, songs, if you're a great artist like that, and you will write and sing so well like you do, I'm sure in near future, somebody very important will, you know, notice, and you never know what will happen. We can only wish you the best, and of course play your song flying, and wish you all the best, Ian Ruth. And if people want to talk or find you on a Facebook, or of course my links or your links are everywhere on Accent on a Facebook, but and this show will be ready for download or listen how many times we want on LA Talk Radio under Accent On Channel 1, so you can scroll down at first on the top show. There will be with Ian, and I will post also links to the show tomorrow, so people can also re-listen how many times they feel like. Ian, is anything that you would like to tell us today, because I need to say bye-bye to you for tonight?
I would like to add just how much I love you for this talk, and how much I appreciate that you find some time to contact me, and that I'm, you know, honored to talk to you guys, and wishing you all the best good evening because it's like after 6 p.m. Yes.
Yes.
They're in LA already.
And you need to go sleep because it's almost 4 in the morning in Poland.
Yeah, but you know, usually I'm calling with my friends that late hours, and we are, you know, we can't talk, you know, during the day. So basically, we're talking till the very, very early morning hours. So
that's lovely.
For me, it's, yeah.
So no problem. I promise we'll be playing your songs from time to time here on my show, and we'll be talking to you a little bit more because I really want to play your another one that
Thank
you sent
you
me.
So much.
Say hi to Wojtek Kochanek and Paweł Hołda and your friends from Ukraine. You mentioned two different names that co-wrote this song. Who these people were?
Yeah, there was Paweł Hołda and Alexei Makin, and the second one is from Ukraine.
Wonderful. So we love everybody. Your song is just great. Good night to you. Good night to Europe. Good night to Poland. And we heard for the first time Flying by Ian Ruth. Beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
So people listen to this one many, many times. Bye-bye. Good night to you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Okay. So, yeah, life is so cool, you know, when we have a chance to talk to young artists who just take the leap of faith. I know he is also dreaming about being probably an actor, because I know that he has some theater connection. I would like to find out a little bit more about him and this, why he switched, you know, and how this happened that he starts singing. But I know, as me being an actor, how artist or singer for all my life and writer, any decision in life requires courage. Any decision in our lives, you don't need to be an artist. Yes, and I know today we'll be talking about that. So Hasham, one more time, your name?
Hasham Ahmed.
And if you want to describe to people, you don't like my description, wise man, you know, you know, you are laughing because this maybe sounds really like 1,000 years old gentleman, but you are old soul. So you, something about you that people want to listen to you and just have conversation with. And that's why you are here.
Yeah, I mean, I personally would not call myself a wise man, but I'm grateful if you feel that about me. I'm just an ordinary guy like everyone else, you know. I am special because everyone is special in their own way. And I am special because I have just got a realization of it. And the rest who don't feel special, they just don't have a realization how special they are. So everybody has that wisdom inside them. Everybody has that being special. And everybody has those gifts. And
so why we think like, oh, somebody else is better? Why we always in this crazy world of TV and selfies and just gorgeous people, mostly LA, we are talking LA, but we try to be almost too good for ourselves. So we cannot accomplish that so easily.
Yeah, I mean, and there are multiple factors. It's our conditioning, social, economic, family conditioning, our schooling has a lot to do with it. But most importantly, it takes a lot of effort to deep dive in yourself and have an introspection and start understanding your own self. So that's one reason why people jump the gun instead of understanding themselves and try to know themselves and find themselves. They start looking outwardly and start comparing themselves to others. And in that comparisons, we start feeling the other person is special and I'm not.
That's what scares me the most, because my youth was a little different. I remember not caring so much, like 12, 13 years old people right now. They already are bombarded by visuals, by what we're supposed to be, who we supposed to, how we're supposed to look like, what is the it for right now. So nobody's teaching that what you are talking about, how to find yourself, how to think that maybe something in me worth so much that I don't need to compete with somebody else. And no teachers are teaching that. No children in school are taught to think about themselves as a gift.
Yeah, that's the sorry state of our system and society we live in. And we do not take time to understand and we are bombarded with all these images and expectations, and we're just trying to catch up and meet those expectations and trying to become successful or more beautiful or more special or compete, you know. And that's what detriments our understanding of our own self. So it takes, all this takes us away from our own self.
Yeah.
And the moment we find our own self, the moment we do some introspection, try to understand ourselves, we start developing this ability that how special, unique, and how special, unique, gifted we are in our own way.
Do you think the big aha, I think I understand what really it's great about me, is coming late in life? We need to get older. Where is the time to stop whining, saying, I'm looking, I have no idea who I am, you know, because everybody's complaining, I didn't find what I want to be, who I want. People speak out loudly that I have no idea where is my place in this world. And it's so many depressed people because of that too. So,
yeah, I mean, I was in that state for 35 years of my life. And there is no timeline. It is a choice. I made a difficult choice that nothing is working out for me in my life, and I need to find some kind of an answer. And I'm not going to accept the answer given to me by the society or by my socioeconomic norms and structures. I need to go find an answer for my own self. And making that choice with courage gave me the clarity. So it is that choice out of your yearning to know who you are. And then by the grace, by the help, however you want to describe it, the grace and help from angels or from God, whatever your belief systems are. Okay. But the universe aligns with that deep yearning and longing for you to know who you are and helps you find it then.
Okay, so I know then we talk to friends, or I talk to friends, or I have my own inner conversation with myself or with people describing what I am not happy about or what I think I supposed to develop even more, you know, or what I think I fail at. Just made me, many, many years ago, made me crazy because I was like so inside torn apart, you know. I wanted this, I wanted that. I didn't know why I was failing certain things, even when I was giving so much of me to succeed. And in the end, seems like I failed. But from perspective, the getting more peaceful and wiser is maybe that I eventually figure out to not fight so many battles.
Yes, experience is extremely important. Yeah, but that is not an excuse for not being able to find yourself. Experience helps, absolutely helps. The more experience, the more wiser, the bigger picture you can draw, develop broader perspective on things. But again, if you do not make a choice to know yourself, you know, if you don't have that yearning, that burning desire, that longing, who am I? Why am I even asking why?
Huh.
You know, well, if you don't go that deep, if you don't take time to know yourself and ask the question, who am I? And transcend above your self-judgments and failures and adversities, daily adversities in so many different forms, only then you'll come to a point that you'll start getting the answers. But I mean, the biggest problem, we don't have the answers. Even when we ask, is we don't take time. We always are in a rush. We are jumping the gun. We release our frustration in forms of asking these questions, but we don't take time to develop that understanding and patience. And that all requires daily courage. That's why it all goes back to our gift of courage. How to harness our courage from within, the deep within courage, and then cultivate that courage to let go, to accept, to surrender, to forgive, to self-love.
You said the word forgive. Is this forgive yourself or forgive the world for not treating you right because that's like a big ball of why words that we want to always question. Why happened to me? Why? So forgiveness will bring a peace.
Yeah. So again, our understanding of forgiveness is kind of myopic. You know, we are always trying to forgive another, forgive a situation. We don't understand what forgiveness is. But even before I discuss forgiveness, why you need courage to forgive? Because courage, the deep within courage I'm talking about, it's not the courage, the material, the physical courage we talk about in form of our epic heroism or bravery or mustering all the strength to find the nemesis or facing a situation or consequences or a dire strait. I mean, that's a form of courage. But I'm talking about this poetic courage, the courage from deep within, the courage of the heart. And that courage we need to cultivate and practice and employ on daily basis. It's a gift. It's a gift to balance our ego, to balance our thoughts of worries, our thoughts of self-judgment, our thoughts of fear. You know, that's why we've given this gift to balance. So forgiveness is just a state of mind. If you start understanding what is forgiveness, I mean, even if you forgive, it's an utterance of a word. But principally, you have attached, in our minds, we have attached some kind of a judgment against someone or against ourselves. And we just need to clear that judgment, that association in our minds. There's a psychological association in our minds about someone or about ourselves.
Yeah.
And the sooner or the better we clear that, as they say, clean the slate, wipe, you know, then you will not be associating yourself with that situation or person. And that's what forgiveness basically is.
Huh. So you think that because you mentioned it, like day to day, really a job to really have the courage to live life that is maybe full of forgiveness, less of fear in us, and balance. You said something about balancing ego with if you can go back to it, why did you put word ego with courage?
So I mean, the way I see, and again this is my perspective.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not being the wise guy who's preaching or propagating anything. I'm just sharing my thoughts and opinion. And the way I see things now is ego is our tool to run our daily, day-to-day task and live this life in the physical world.
That's what makes us work, to achieve something, goal or money or living just life.
Yeah,
that's the ego that...
Yeah, we need that ego to perform in this human body as a human, physical human being. So
people who do not have ego to become or be somebody or something, can they survive in this world, do you think?
Everybody has ego.
Everybody.
It is a human condition to have ego.
Because almost when somebody says, oh, you have too much of ego. So it's like almost you are bad by having one. But from your perspective, it's not true. Everybody has an ego.
Ego is very important for your survival. Yes, ego is very important for your survival in this human physical state. Otherwise, you will be burning yourself in a fire. No, you know, your ego stops you, protects you, makes you survive. But ego unchecked, ego unmanaged, is basically what we perceive as too much ego.
That's the negative part.
That's the negative aspect of ego, how we associate ourselves. And the point I was making was that once you develop that understanding of courage deep within, the courage of the heart, basically, which is to listen, to accept, to surrender, to let go, to develop an open-minded aspect of your mind, that is, the courage becomes a gift to balance that state of ego,
okay,
to keep it in check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. So also, you know, we have we were talking a little bit about fears before on the first meeting with you, but a lot of people are afraid to be lonely.
Yes, absolutely. I used to be one of them.
So how do you treat this state of mind? Is this the fear of being alone?
Yeah, so...
makes you feel lonely, or you always, when you are alone, you know that you will be lonely because you are alone. What is being lonely?
Yeah, I struggled with it myself. I used to feel lonely, and I also used to feel alone, and it almost became epidemic in my life, to a point where I started becoming depressed and frustrated and angry. Once I started having more self-awareness, and when I had my aha moment, you know, I started developing a better understanding of the state of being alone. There's a physical, objective sense of being alone, physically. And then there's a state of mind, which is loneliness, which creeps in and can be associated with anxiety, depression, anger, frustration. And it is, in layman's terms, I feel, if I have to describe it, it has to do out of your neediness or your fears. It is, at the end of the day, everything boils down to your fears. And emotionally, it results as neediness to be with someone or to expect something outwardly from someone. And if you don't have it, if you don't get it, you feel lonely. If you don't resonate, sometimes people feel lonely. I used to feel lonely amongst a bunch of people. And I'm like, I'm not physically alone. I'm not physically alone. I'm surrounded by hundreds of people. How come I'm feeling lonely? And it was, again, a state of mind where I could not resonate with those people. And that made me feel lonely because I had a need from them to resonate.
Wow. And so the connection, yes, if you don't find the waves of connection with few people, one person or a lot of people, we are scared. What's wrong with me?
Yes.
So a lot of people in this, again, crazy world feeling lonely and alone. Separate or both. So how we can not overcome, because I'm sure this is life process and there are moments in life that we are fearing being alone or lonely more and sometimes less. But mostly when we are getting older, I think they say, oh, that's supposed to be really the happiest time of our lives. We have some type of savings, sometimes we have family, we have children, grandchildren, things are maybe in their own pockets and how supposed to be. So why the fear? You know, but a lot of people don't have also families, they don't have somebody to talk to on a daily basis. So how they can not fear to be alone and lonely?
And today I told you earlier, I had a thought, you know, the fears are there because we're always in our minds thinking, calculating, dissecting, planning, worrying, controlling. As soon as we let it go, the fears will dissipate.
So let it be.
Just let it be. And that's what courage is. You know, if you can just let it be in the moment, objectively speaking, and nobody can actually deny me on this, you know, I can challenge anybody to deny me. The only objective truth you have is right now, this moment, and this body. The rest is to be. The rest is a future state. It is not guaranteed. It perhaps, maybe, according to your plans, I may go home as I plan to, but it is not guaranteed. The only moment I have is now. And the fears creep in when we start dissecting, planning, worrying, as I said, the future state. And those fears result in form of either frustration, anxieties, depression. Loneliness is also a symptom of that. Those fears. So how not to feel alone or lonely? Well, technically we are alone because we are individuals.
Yes. So anyway, we are. Even when we feel, hey, I'm happy today, but really.
But also you are never alone. I mean, if you just go to a nice park with trees or and just sit there alone with no soul and just be a little more observant and mindful, and you'll start feeling that so much life surrounds you. The chirping of the birds, the hustling of the leaves, the insects hissing, the wind breezing through your ear. You are never ever alone, actually, but you're also alone.
Because the surrounding really is alive around us, and so everything... Everything gives us some type of warmth and hugs us. Okay. But I really, really think that to learn, to discover how to deal with or have a courage to even go so deep into your heart, because this is not like shallow thoughts.
No.
You really need to take a time, but the time is an issue in our society. Nobody has time to do anything anymore except live for the, not moment, for the next. What next? We are planning, pre-planning, dicing, and, you know, we are thinking about tomorrow and years ahead, or what will, which brings anxiety to day-to-day life. So how to get more to be a peaceful, to find this moment, because everybody say go meditate, go do yoga, which is probably very, very good answer for lots of us, but not so many people wants to do that. Yeah. So we need to find some, no pill, not another pill for that. Not coffee, not another glass of wine. Something, coffee will make you hyper, but glass of wine maybe will make you sleepy. Yeah. So what? How to find in your day-to-day life to think deeper than we used to.
Well, it all starts with a choice. You know, if you are happy, be my guest, you know. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do yoga, meditation. You don't have to be mindful. Just be happy and just enjoy that and just be in that state of mind. But if you're not happy, if you're not joyful, if you're not being blissful, or if you're, then you have to ask a question at least, why? And then you have to develop this understanding, why is this not? And even if you're seeking seeking your happiness in material aspect, that is fine. I mean, you know, but that's going to be a like a band-aid approach. You have to keep asking, and then you have to make a choice. Once you start asking, then you automatically start making choices. The thing is, we don't make good choices. You know, we don't take time to make thoughtful, mindful choices, because some choices are very hard to make. And again, it goes back to that courage. We are not building, harnessing, cultivating that courage inside to make the right choice. So we make an easy choice of going, okay, I'm just going to go meditate. Well, that's wonderful. That is not a bad choice. It is a starting point. But that's not just all. You also have to take time to understand yourself. You have to find courage to make time for yourself. And be a little selfish about it, you know.
But mostly people think, oh, if I will ask myself why I'm unhappy, then they will find out what's wrong with me. And that's, you know, people almost like lead to this question, what's wrong with me? Why I'm not happy? Why things are not happening for me? And it's not about what's wrong with me.
So see, now you understand why jumping the gun. Because as soon as you make a choice to have introspection and start to know yourself, obviously, you're going to have very self-judgmental point of view. And at that moment, most of the people just give up, because it is very
hard.
It's hard to face your demons. It's hard to face your dark side. It is hard to go through that process of soul searching or finding yourself. But that is the only way, you know. If you continue with persistency and persevere, you will develop and revere life. You will start developing more understanding. So it's not just about time, you know. It's about courage also. So you have to make a choice. And when I made that choice, it was very difficult. Obviously, it took some time. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but I just made a choice that I'm gonna find out, because I'm gonna go through this process. I'm gonna face my dark side and accept, and come out on the other side, and see what happens. So the only thing I did was I made the choice eventually, and I just stuck with my choice. And then, as I said, with grace, with help, whether you call it God, universe, angels helping you, things also start unfolding. Your path starts becoming clear. People come in your life and support you. Magical and miracle things happen. Like I remember I met this one person, and she said just one thing to me, and it completely transformed me in that moment. It's still stuck with me. And so
So sometimes you think we are very close to really somebody's even talking to us, maybe smart words, and just focus on something, try to focus us on something else. But because we are so close-minded, yes, we don't listen to. So if we take a time really to calm ourselves down, not being so afraid to not find what is wrong with us and what really makes us feel not fulfilled or not happy. And so maybe we are just closing the doors for good things to happen to us. But still, to me, the hardest moment is how to start this. You say you need to use 35 years in your life. When you decided that something needs to be changed, that you need to find different path, wasn't working 35 years for you, how you expected. And you had experience that make you not happy with the 35 years. So are you cutting off your past and beginning your future on another path, or you are still the one who was 35 years ago till this point? Then are you carrying yourself with the baggage of 35 years of not so happy, you know, day-to-day life?
Yeah, so again, so we think in form of linear, you know. We are linear, the time is linear. And as I said, you know, I can debate anybody on this, and I'm so confident that the only objective things we have on our hand is now, the moment now, and our body and our breathing. That's it. So as soon as you develop that deep understanding, then you will realize past doesn't matter. It's just psychological. It's just psychological.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
I really, and you told us this a few times already, but let's repeat that. That's so important. So and we heard this from some people too, but you are so right. If we are enjoying or fulfilling the moment of now, we don't need to worry what was too much. And for sure, the future will be another now moment, but planning needs to be happening.
Well, so
some type of planning.
Because the fear is creeping in, and you're trying to secure your future, you know.
Yes.
But again, just objectively spend some time intellectually. Even intellectually, with all the knowledge you have, you are not guaranteed a tomorrow or the future.
Yeah,
you know, I just recently I found out somebody very close to me just was shot down in Indiana. A young guy, beautiful guy, 32 years old, who had a bright future ahead of him, but in the spur of a moment, he was gunned down and gone. See, so he may have had many plans. His family had many plans. I would have loved to see him grow up into a great man, with success, prosperous, full of abundance. But this is how life is. The only moment we have
is now.
Is spiritually, intellectually,
and physically.
Physically is now, with body, mind, so and thought, and memories, in psychological memories, as which we relate to as our past, or our thinking and planning and worrying, which we call our future. So, but just developing, just thinking about this intellectually, you'll start developing a little more understanding. The point is, we don't think. We intellectually think based on the knowledge. We try to balance the equations, but we don't spiritually think. And as soon as you start intellectually and spiritually think, your hearts and mind will align, and it will make a sense. It will make all the sense. You don't have to be a very spiritual or religious person, or you don't have to be Einstein intellectually. But this is actually very commonsensical. But the problem is, the most easiest and simplest things in life are the most difficult to understand and accept. I'm speaking my truth. The simplest of the things in life are the most difficult to accept and adhere to and practice. For example, breathing is the most simplest form of our day-to-day, moment-to-moment living, but we don't have any understanding, awareness of our breathing. So if we just take some time and just focus, observe our breathing, you will see tremendous breakthroughs, and you start developing a much more space within your ego, the mind, the thoughts, and between yourself.
You're so right. I have a problem with blood pressure. And so you go to doctors, and of course they prescribe pills and stuff like that, but also they say the breathing in a moment when blood pressure spikes up really calms you down to the point that it's unbelievable when you see from the, you know, whatever the high and then really, really stabilize just because you take a time to breathe deeply and calm yourself down and just find a moment of calmness, because that's what you teach yourself, to just release the tension, release the, you know, pressure in you. And the breathing is very magical.
It is. All our physical ailments, and this is in my personal experience. I mean, I have healed my epilepsy, and I'm talking about grand mal seizures. I've completely healed it. It's almost a miracle. I don't see it as a miracle, and I don't propagate or brag about it. And I've also healed my depression, major depressive disorder. And it was just all a state of mind. And as soon as I start developing a deeper understanding and became more open-minded and developing that courage within and understanding the importance of the present moment in my life and start loving myself and became less and less self-judgmental and start appreciating, magically, miraculously, those healing effects start taking place within my body.
So do you think this is something that went away and will not be anymore because of the state of mind that you are right now? You think the worries and anxieties and fears, you can conquer them?
This is my experience. This is my personal experience, and I have full confidence, and even I become so observant of my own self and my state of mind, and become so mindful that even when I notice I am a little stressed out or in a state of anxiety or fear, I'm sniffling, I'm catching a little cold, or my asthma is kicking in, and I try to calm myself down and let go of those state of fears and anxiety and more present, and that's how I even heal my day-to-day ailments now. So in my experience, our body reacts to our state of mind. And if you are stressed, if you have too much anxiety, worries, panics, you know, all the mumbo-jumbo chaos in your mind, your body will react to that in form of disease or in form of...
I know that everybody who listens to us wants to and believes you. I know, because we mentioned you had... You're a very young gentleman, and you had your crazy moments in life and health-wise, especially that everybody will be just depressed horribly, you know, knowing that, your epilepsy was so strong, you couldn't predict anything practically, and you had a moment that you wanted end of your life, which you said there was, I don't know, was the biggest mistake that you wanted to do, or never will, but... You are very, in a way, strong person. Not everybody is so strong, people say. Not everybody, how can I get to this point that you, and when I will be having so many problems, I will fall apart. Yeah. Most people say, I will fall apart. And they say, we need to end of a show. I cannot believe it's already 40 minutes with you. So do you think you are strong above the people who are strong?
No, not at all, actually. I never view myself, as I said, you know, I made a choice and I kept harnessing and cultivating that courage within. And the more you do it, the more you practice it, you become stronger and stronger emotionally and spiritually. But I am absolutely your layman. You know, I'm not preaching this. I'm not selling this. I am just sharing my personal experience.
No, you are here to just share your point of view on life. And I'm hoping that people find this a very, very attractive, because, yes, we can bring a lot of people with a lot of titles, a lot of books, and a lot of they can preach or they can just taught us science. But this is from somebody who lives life new way or different way, and I think it's very, very helpful for lots of us to just learn a little bit from you. I'm hoping to see you next month, because you are really, really bringing on your website very cool thoughts for the day, and when I was reading them, I find them very, very smart and sometimes humorous. So I would love to also talk about why you pick this not different thoughts for the day for all of us. But for right now, we need to say goodbye because, yes, our show is already ending. And again, Hashem, if you would like to just get in touch with you, how we can do it, what is the best place?
Well, you can contact me on Facebook, or my email is my first name, number 5@gmail.com. Also Instagram, at Hushypup, HUSHYPUP. Send me a message.
Wonderful. And also go to Accent on Facebook. I posted all the links. Thank you so much for today, Hashem.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.